Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? Bonus episode.
Bonus, baby!
My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And this is going to be a listener's question episode. The first one.
Question time.
Yes.
With Jamie and Sean.
But not as intellectual.
No.
Right, so we've had a question come in, and this is from Ian.
Ian, mate. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
All right. Ian. Ian's over there. He's not actually Australian. Just thought I'd give him an Australian buzz to his name.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, mate? Whackers. Get that bush baby out of there. It's meant to come out, not in.
Right.
Funniness aside, what's the question, mate?
Right, okay. Right. Composed. Right. Ian would like to know, why does Luke keep his robot hand when he's a Force ghost? And also, two-part question, why do all the Force ghosts keep their robes even after they've lost them when they've been killed?
Okay, I've got a good theory for this.
Okay.
And I'll sort of answer them as one, but I'll kind of end the robe thing first. So my view is that when they choose to die to become a Force ghost, right, I don't think it's based on when they learn the power to be a Force ghost or, you know, how they die. I think it's more how they're feeling when they choose to die.
Okay.
So even though, like we saw in episode 4, you know, the robes fall to the ground and the body just floats away, obviously, into space,
yeah,
wherever it goes into the Force, Ben Kenobi is wearing his robes as normal. I think that's because his view of himself as part of the Force means that he can look how he wants as a Force ghost.
Okay.
To a degree. Because you're not going to have a Ben looking like, I don't know, a Twi'lek or whatever it is.
No.
You know, it'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it? He'd still have to be imbued with how he looks with himself within the Force.
So he's choosing his best self, I suppose.
Yeah, or you know, or kind of something like that. Because let's look at Anakin.
Yeah.
Anakin lost his arms and legs, but his Force ghost looked like Clone Wars Anakin. Even though, when he died, he was old.
Yeah, that's true.
He was old and, you know, 90% robotic.
Yeah, why would he wouldn't choose to come back like that, would he?
Exactly that, yeah. And if the Force did work like that, you know, Ben Kenobi would look how he did. Yoda would be a babbling idiot, even as a Force ghost.
Yeah.
Because he would be.
Yeah.
You know. And Anakin would literally just be a bald man with one arm.
Yeah, one arm and no legs.
Just sat on the stump at the end of episode 6.
Yeah.
You know. And so yeah, that's my robe thing.
Done. Yeah.
So you can sort of wear what you want. And Anakin's wearing robes. I think it's just because he redeemed himself to the point where he then thought, you know, I'll wear robes because Obi-Wan used to wear robes.
I wonder, just to a slight different spin, could it be when they learned how to become a Force ghost, whatever they were wearing at that time, whatever their condition was, would be how they would look? The only thing I can see that wouldn't support this argument is Ben Kenobi looking like Ben Kenobi and not as Obi-Wan, because I assume that Obi-Wan learned how to do it when he was younger.
Yeah.
Not when he was older.
Qui-Gon would have showed him.
But Anakin would have learned how to do it perhaps when he was younger, Clone Wars age.
But he didn't wear proper robes during the Clone Wars
era, did he?
He wore that sort of black,
yeah, he did,
sort of messing around with... Because actually in the Clone Wars animated, they wear sort of cut-offs of clone armour. And they've sprayed them and then stuck them on certain parts over their robes. But even Anakin didn't wear robes like Obi-Wan wears robes.
No.
Or, you know, Sifo-Dyas or, you know, Cloudhead or anybody like that. They all sort of look similar, don't they?
Yeah,
you know,
do.
Mace Windu styles.
Yeah.
You know, Anakin never looked like that. So for him, then his Force Ghost to basically pick up Mace Windu's clothes.
So he was only wearing the apprentice garb, yeah, and not the master outfit, the master robes.
That's it. Maybe they didn't have it in his size. You see, in Asta's.
But he was never a master.
No,
unless he, because as one of the few remaining Jedi left, declared himself a master.
Well,
he had the power of the masters. He has all the sort of, but he just wasn't given the title.
Nobody said he was master.
Yeah,
you know,
until he took control and probably said, "I am a Jedi Master.
Yeah,
I'm a Sith Lord and a Jedi Master, and nobody can stop me."
Because Palpatine never called him anything other than his young apprentice or my apprentice, yeah, or anything like that. Maybe no, he called him Lord Vader, but he never once called him Master.
Lord Vader.
That's it, with the bottom lip. You had that spot on then. Go on, boy.
One of my favourite things was in, I think it's Family Guy, it's something, something dark side.
Oh, dearie me. Sorry, Ian. We've done it again.
Okay, I think that sort of half answers the question about the robes.
So I think the robe thing is more, they look how they want to look. I mean, Ben Kenobi, you think he, but of course, when Ben Kenobi was Alec Guinness,
there was no younger version.
There was no sort of, what's his face? Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
There was no Ewan McGregor there, so, you know. And it's the same with Yoda. In The Force Awakens or whatever it is, Yoda's actually quite coherent.
Mm.
Whereas when he became a Force ghost, he was just a babbling old git.
Well, he's dementia.
He's like 900 plus years old. I mean, he wouldn't be walking around chatting smoke.
Well, you've been sat by yourself for...
Yeah, talking to rats and birds and all sorts. Anyway, so I think that sort of answers that. You can kind of look how you want. Within respect of your life, you can choose a point of yourself where you want to look. Yeah. This is why I think, leading on to Luke now, why Luke looks the way he does. Because if the film writers really wanted us to be grabbed, they could have made him look like young Luke. Yeah, we remember him from episode 6 when he was, you know, quite powerful.
Yeah.
Especially seeing how they can CGI stuff now. Look at Mando season 2.
Yeah.
When he's on the ship. I mean, that CGI Luke was amazing. Luke chose, obviously, to come back as old Luke because he had lived his life and he obviously knew his mistakes, so he had chosen.
Maybe with that he was able to retain some of his wisdom as well.
Maybe
feels like the whole package is a wise package.
Yeah.
Whereas Anakin, looking younger, perhaps is a regretful, like, I wish I hadn't gone this path, and so I wish I was at this point.
Yeah.
But he's still able to take knowledge and wisdom, although I don't know if he becomes more wise as Darth Vader because he's clouded. So perhaps his most wise time was probably when he was...
with Obi-Wan, yeah.
Yeah.
Luke can look how he wants. Anyway, what was the question? Was it his right hand?
So the robot hand,
yeah,
the mechanical hand is... Now, we'll get into this, but why does he have a robot hand as a ghost? But we looked into this because we couldn't remember and we couldn't find pictures from the films that showed his hand at all. It was always hidden within a robe.
Yeah, there is concept art of Luke with his robot pictures and promo pictures and stuff. I've even had a quick look at some clips from the film.
Mm-hmm.
Luke tends to hide his hand under his robe.
Yeah.
And when he's lifting his old X-Wing out of the ocean for Rey as a Force ghost, he's using his left hand. Whereas I'm sure he used to be right-handed when he used the Force.
Well, it's his right hand that gets chopped off because he's Darth Vader's over the top of him. He's hanging off to the right-hand side.
Yeah.
His hand's sort of there and gets cut off.
Yeah.
So we know he loses his right hand.
Yeah.
And he might be... I don't know, maybe he becomes ambidextrous because he has to, but he can still use that right hand.
Mm. Yeah, and it's like you said before this.
He's always got a glove on, hasn't he? When you see, like, in Return of the Jedi, he's got a glove on.
Yeah.
You can't actually see that it's a robotic hand.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what prosthetics versus.
So he probably is. Yeah. But then, yes, what did I say earlier when we were discussing this? The Force maybe doesn't recognize the robotic hand. It just recognizes a hand. It's an extension of his body, so therefore the force goes through. But if you had, you couldn't have a Jedi droid because there's no living organism or.
Yeah, it's got to be a living thing with a soul, isn't it, essentially, to have the force.
Same with Darth Vader. He's so much robot. He's more machine than man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's powerful with the force.
Yeah.
And he's...
And Vader's right-handed, and yet I'm sure it's his left arm that was all right.
I think that was his right hand as well, wasn't it?
Because he had his hand chopped off.
Like father, like son.
And then, was it the other arm which was saved? Because he only had one arm, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I didn't can do. Anyway, my point is, because we've already discussed that they can choose how to look.
His robot arm is the one that's saved, isn't it? Because that's the one he's using to try and crawl up the sand.
Yes, yeah. So, but I don't think Luke's got a robot hand. Maybe he just kept it hidden because maybe he chose for it to be a stump.
Mm.
Maybe he chose to have the robot hand. But because he's made that conscious effort and he's so used to using his left hand, we don't see it. Because when he grabs the lightsaber after Rey throws it, left hand,
yeah,
which is just awesome. And then, you know, he's raising the ship with his left hand.
I don't think the Force is handedness, though.
No.
I don't think it decides. I think he can just...
Oh, yeah, he can do anything he wants.
Yeah, I think he can just use his left or his right. It won't make any difference because it's what's going on in his head.
Yeah.
That actually makes a difference. He just uses the hand as a rough pointer as to, yeah, what a force that.
Yeah. That's what I want to force that to bend over. I don't think, though, that he's probably got a robot hand.
I disagree. I think he would choose to keep the robot hand.
Well, because it's part of who he is, do you think?
Because he's had it for so long. When he lost his hand...
Oh, he was still only He was only
about 20 or so. When he dies in the end, he must be in his 60s.
Yeah.
So if you've lived two-thirds of your life with a robot hand, why would you suddenly get rid of it? It's part of you, isn't it? It's become your...
Do you think that he would have it then?
He might not be able to take it as a ghost, so perhaps it is a stump. But I think if it was there, if he had the choice between a hand which he's never seen before because it'd be all old...
Yeah,
that's not his hand anymore, is it? He could look at it.
Oh, it would look like his young hand, wouldn't it? Like on his old arm.
It'd either look like his young hand, which would be weird, or he'd be looking at an old hand.
Yeah,
that his hands never looked like before.
So, the Force wouldn't even know what his hand looked like.
No, so I think he's either got the in my mind, he's either got the robot hand, or he's got the stump.
Yeah,
but it's hidden, so we can't tell.
Yeah. Probably robot hand then.
I like the idea of the robot hand.
Because if you can choose, look at Anakin again. Anakin chose to not look like Vader.
Yeah.
He chose to look like Clone Wars Annie in some clothes that aren't his. If you can choose to a degree how you look.
Yeah.
All right. Because even in the Obi-Wan series, Qui-Gon, Liam Neeson, he just don't age. He's like, you know, what's his face from?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, he don't age either. They're all part of the same cloning process, these
He
blokes.
Was in something I watched. What was he in?
Anchorman?
No, it was an older film. And when he is in Anchorman. Oh, what was it? Oh, that's going to annoy me because he's there and he's really young.
Oh, you're thinking of 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No. Something else. I wonder if it is. It can't be Twin Peaks. That would just be too weird. Anyway, I'm probably going to cut all this out because it's just babble.
I'll just keep it in there.
But like Paul Rudd, yeah.
Yeah, so Liam Neeson don't age. His Force Ghost in the Obi-Wan series is more reminiscent of young Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
I know he looks a little bit older because it's been a couple of years for Liam Neeson himself, but they tried to make it look like he was still young as when he died.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and I think, but he does look kind of aged as well. So I guess you can choose how to look, because it's just the Force.
I think my favourite expression he's got is where it's been mixed with Michael Scott from The Office, and he's
from that
which is really good in an audio format. But yes, I'm pulling a sort of a yikes kind of face.
Yoinks.
Yikes.
So do you know what? No, I don't agree with you. I think Luke would have his robot hand. It's just, yeah, because it don't matter when you're a Force ghost.
No.
Because you're doing what you want. And if he, and as a Force ghost, if he can lift the X-Wing out of the water.
Yeah, what does he need a hand for anyway? Yeah,
he don't need no hand. Because when Yoda did it, he just stood there with his hands on his cane. He don't need to pinpoint.
No, he's just that
this,
good.
This is an anime thing from Japan. That all people have to use their hands. And like X-Men is a great film for this. They use their hands to show that they're using powers, to pinpoint what yeah. they're doing.
Yeah, it's to help the viewer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like to people with telepathy will point at something and they'll move the ball because their hand's in front of the ball.
Actually, does that mean that Yoda looks more powerful because he doesn't have to point?
Yeah, this is what I mean.
You know he's moving that X-Wing.
Yeah.
And he's closed his eyes, so he's channeling that energy. And
oh, well, maybe because Luke's got his eyes open, smiling at Rey, being all sass bad. You know, maybe that's why he needs his hand out. Anyway, Ian, hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you for your question. Appreciate it. And anybody else wants to ask a question, please get in touch.
Get in touch.
Send us an email, wiqgdd@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram @wiqgdd. All information's in the show notes, as always. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, well, that being said, nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.
Stay out of the sand, mate. It's Ian.